Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we're in the studio live. Praise the Lamb of God, and we are alive. Hallelujah! Praise God for life, liberty, and the pursuit of God in this day and this time. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hidden from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. 7 verses of the 19th Psalm. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are here today. People of God, how you doing today? Hallelujah. All down, all around the country and abroad. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm so happy. I forgot to mention my son, Adam, got married. I know the most majority of you all on Facebook know it. Adam is a married man. Praise the Lord. Now I got a daughter also down in South Africa, and we are just so happy for him. I thought he was advertising a church service, and, you know, and I didn't push like and everything. He said, boy, that's a beautiful service. And I looked at the lady sitting next to him and didn't pay it no attention, you know, and saying, I went on about my business. And the word of the Lord came back to me. I said, that boy's supposed to be married by now. And I went back and looked at the picture again because so many people was bumping on it. I said, boy, what is it about this picture everybody like? And I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but I'm telling you, when you see that kind of thing, I said, oh, the word of the Lord has come forth in his life, and so he is married, and we thank him and praising God that all is well with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay, granddaughter's on the line. Praise the Lamb of God, all the way in Chi-Town, somewhere out there. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing okay, granddaddy.
Yeah, I was coming over there with a switch, but someone forbid me to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God. 773, your mic is hot. This must
don't
be Prophet Dial Sanders.
Open it up. Don't open it up. Good morning, Peter.
Oh, yeah, it's open. It's wide open for Prophet Dale. I'm only talking about now. Now you're on the wrong block. Hallelujah. Woo. Prophet Dale?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There he is. I told y'all, it's that prophet. It's that man of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Here go out there, your boy. They checking in today. It's prayer and intercession Friday. People of God, let me tell you something. Prayer is going to the next level with PSM. Somebody say glory.
Oh.
Hallelujah. I feel you. How you doing today, daughter?
I'm great, Apostle. How are you, Prophet Janice? How are you, Shetwan?
All right.
Let me tell y'all something. When the prophetic is working in you, I'm going to show you something. Praise the Lamb of God. The woman of God inboxed me and told me these words. She said, I was praying over the amount of money that I wanted to give you towards this car. Watch this now. I want y'all to hear this. Hear this. This is not about money. This is about prayer. She said, I was praying over it. She said, my funds limited, this, that, and another, but I was praying over what to do. Watch this now. She said, I went on to sleep. She said, and I saw you driving this car. And you drove this car over to a suburb west of you. Watch this now. And you drove this car there. You got out, and you went in the service. And it was somebody in a wheelchair. And you prayed over them, grabbed their hand, and told them to rise up in the name of Jesus. And they stood up on their feet.
Thank you, God.
She said, and I know that wasn't nothing but the Blessed Trinity. And she sold $300. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want you to hear this. I haven't even told her this. But west of me is a friend of mine who passed through in a wheelchair. That I had three visions that I was in a service with him, and he got up out of the wheelchair by me grabbing his hand.
Hallelujah.
And I have been praying for him for years. that this season of miracles would come and that he would get out of that wheelchair. He'd do more in a wheelchair for God than a lot of men with legs do.
Amen.
It's honest, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I nicknamed him Bishop on Wheels. Hallelujah. Yes, I did. Praise God. I'm talking about prophetic intercession. I'm talking about praying, waiting, hearing God.
Yes, God.
See, prophetic prayer ain't just knowing the heart of God, and I pray the heart of God. It's doing what God lays on your heart after you have prayed.
Amen.
That releases it. I tell you, there's always some duality, praise the Lamb of God, some duplicity when God does something, and that shows us, praise the Lamb of God, that is God, because it's always twofold. When God blesses, he blesses more than one. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Whatever God does, it's like has a twofold effect, because what happens in the natural happens in the spiritual. What happens in the spiritual realm manifests in the natural. It has a twofold effect. Praise the Lamb of God. Either your blessing going to be a blessing to somebody else, or your blessing going to be a curse to somebody else. Y'all didn't understand that, did you? See, sometimes God blesses you, and he blesses you in a way so that everybody around you and up under you can be blessed. And some of us go crazy, praise the Lamb of God, make sure that we bless people up under us, and some of them is not supposed to be under the umbrella of your blessings. And that's why you're straining so much. Hello, light bulbs.
All right.
Because you haven't went yet in prayer and said, God, who am I supposed to be taking care of?
There you go.
Hello, light bulbs. Then sometimes God blesses you, and he blesses you in a way that you can't help nobody. He give you just what you need, because he know if he give you more, you're going to bless somebody else. And so your blessing looks like a curse to them. They can't even be happy for you.
Wow.
Hello, light bulbs. Oh, y'all don't like Shakespeare today. I see.
Wow.
Let me shut up. I'm talking. Much again, and nobody want to be my friend. Yes, sir.
God spoke to me, and he told me to tell you that you can go with what you got.
My God, my God. Hallelujah.
He said, go with what you got.
My God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let me tell you something, man of God.
With what you got, you going to drive.
I believe that. I have no problem with that. Praise the Lamb of God. But I know two things that I cannot slide by. One is going to be the Secretary of the State. I got to go by there and get them plates, right? You got to have plates. You got to file that. You got to transfer your title. You got to get your plate. The next one is you got to get that insurance. I know that I got to drive legal. I abide by the laws of the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that when you ride, you don't have to be ducking and dodging. I hope the police don't stop and all that. Kind of. I don't believe that. With that, every good and perfect gift come from the Father of light. So whatever else I'm going to apply, I'm taking your word. I got enough. But if anything else come in, since they gave me the extension to Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God, I can utilize that. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is good. Hallelujah.
Call mama get insurance. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. She said, call her mama about that insurance. See there? Ah, God is, he working it out.
Mm-hmm.
There, you're not going to say that. God is working it out.
All
see
right.
See that brother there?
Amen.
Got a little tune, just a little one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I'm excited about you today. I'm excited about your weekend. I know a lot of you are going to barbecue until you can't. get no more. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hope Shatwan has to stay in a prison or something until the weekend is over so that I won't have to drive over to Chicago with a switch for her eating too much barbecue. It's a little, yeah, she didn't know I was going to throw that in there, did she now? No, she didn't. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Can't nobody control her but Sylvia. We got to get Sylvia over closer in this proximity to control Juan. So she'll be out of We got to keep praying for this child. This child, my child, my granddaughter, something else. Praise the Lord. But listen, the word of the Lord jumped on you all last night on that page. Y'all better read. Now, you know, my typing, my spell check was broke last night. Not broke, but it went on my computer because I had to revamp the computer, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, one of our daughters in the ministry there, Lisa, she took it and she edited it for us and put it in one document for you so that you could read the whole prophecy without going down the page looking for part one, part two. She put it in a document, praise the Lamb of God, so you could read it, you can download it, you can save it, praise God. Now, let me tell you all something. That word the Lord gave us last night, praise the Lamb of God, it's just serious as the word he gave us about the weather, and then all that bad weather came behind that. I'm telling you all this right now. Praise the Lamb of God. That word that the Lord gave me last night, he set me down, praise the Lamb of God, and said, I want you to say what I say. Because let me tell you something about me. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't like talking ridiculous stuff, Prophet Darrell. I don't like just saying stuff. It sounds good to tickle somebody's ear or make somebody feel good. That is not me as a prophet. If the Lord tell me to tell you going to die, I'm going to serve it up just like he said it. That God said you are not going to live. And that's some people who that's in the grave already will tell you that I told them if they could talk to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't just deliver good news. I guess a lot of you already know that, though, that Prophet Shakespeare will tell you the bad side if the Lord speak it. Yes, I will. Without a hesitation or reservation, I'm going to tell you. Praise the Lamb of God, because I done made a vow and a commitment to God that this tongue is his to use. Praise the Lamb of God for his glory, that I am his mouthpiece. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you can't fear what men will do to you. You can't fear how people are going to think about you. But sometimes it seems like, you know, when a prophet, depending on the way God reveals stuff to you and the way he does it, sometimes you think you're getting involved in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Your humanity is touching divinity so close because you're working together with God as he's revealing to you what to say to his people. And so the Lord set me down and he said, I want you to know that I'm going to speak through you tonight, and I want you to allow me access, allow me this opportunity to speak to my people the way I want to. Praise God. And I thought the Lord was going to cut you all up, and the Lord came out with love and blessings. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I rejoice in the Lord today. I'm telling you right now. I rejoice in the Lord today for the good word that he gave on last night. Praise the Lord. The Lord almost had me in pure tears. I couldn't even hardly type when he said that the book that he has, praise the Lamb of God, with the promises and the words, he said the letters, every letter I have recorded in the book of my heart. He said the book is in my heart. Hallelujah. And I know every letter and every word that I promised to you. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Lord, have mercy. What kind of God we serve that he remembers what we forget. Y'all don't listen to that. I'm sorry. That he remembers what we forget. He said, I got every letter. Praise the Lamb of God. Every letter. That is just some God we serve. My God, I love him today. My. I wish I had somebody that knew God today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God, he spoke so many wonderful things last night. I want you to make sure, PSMI, that you read that. It was a corporate word, but he spoke a lot of things that pertain, praise the Lamb of God, to those of us who have been faithful, praise God, to those of us who have walked sincerely in this level, praise the Lamb of God. He talked about the last 7 years. He said, oh, my goodness, of how we have through trial and tribulation. My goodness gracious, he was speaking just so wonderfully. And I want you all to get that, praise the Lamb of God, and apply it to your life. And he says this, that you might have a hope and an expected end. He said, I speak to you tonight. People of God, you got to hang on what God says now, that you might have a hope and an expected end.
Amen.
My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord said. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And so, brothers and sisters, when you see this, hallelujah, my God, you have to come to a place to say, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to make sure that I pray over this word. I'm going to make sure that I intercede correctly. Sometimes, you know, you get to a place, you don't know what to pray about. Pray about what God has said. You can't go wrong. Praying about what God has said. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for me what God has spoken over my life. That's why I love that Bertha Patton. That Bertha Patton, praise the Lamb of God. I tell you one thing about that woman of God, and I ain't never met her, praise God, her and her husband. I never met them. But that woman of God will inbox me and will be praying the stuff for me that God has just spoken to me. And sometimes I know, praise the Lamb of God, as all of us prophetic people do, we think we're revealing something to another person, and God is confirmed. This woman of God confirmed some things with me yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Daryl, that the Lord has been speaking so solid in me for the last year until I almost did a somersault out my seat as this woman of God was inboxing me. I know she don't know my business, praise them, but let me tell you, she was in my cookie jar, hallelujah, on yesterday. And I'm telling you the truth, I get joy, hallelujah, out of the word of God. Nothing excites me more than the word of God, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm peculiar because of it, because I trust in it and I believe it. I believe it's one reason why the Lord speaks to me so, because he know I believe every aspect of his word, the Logos, the incarnate, and the Rhema. I believe it 100%. You can't tell me the Bible is not God's word. I'm not going to hear you. You can play games all you want to with it. Man's word, look at this. This is an error. There's human error in it, praise the Lamb, because humans wrote it as they were inspired. It didn't say God dictated it. Inspired does not mean dictation. Hello, light bulbs. They didn't get this part wrong, though, that Christ died for my sins. They didn't get this part wrong, that he went into the bowels of hell, hallelujah, and robbed the grave of his victory and took the sting from death. They didn't get that part wrong, that he rose the third day morning, hallelujah, with all power in his hand. They didn't get that part wrong, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And that is the part of the word of God that secures my salvation, hallelujah. And that's what matters to me, is that my salvation is secure. Hello, somebody today, praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, I'm excited about God's word. His word, people of God, know why? God is not a man that he can lie.
But he shall lie.
Oh! I think I said something right there. God is not a man
that he shall lie.
Lie. And all of his promises are yes, yea,
and
amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We shouted from the rooftop today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Intercessors, warriors, on the front line. Warriors are on the front line. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, God is just so good to us until we just don't know what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is just so good to us. And I just love him today. I love him. All right, Shatwan is going to lead us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to be praying for these people, these dear people, praise God, that need us so much all over the country. They're still talking catastrophic weather conditions and extremely record-breaking, listen to this, heat this weekend. Record-breaking heat.
Yes.
Now, didn't the Lord speak this to us when it was cold?
Yes, he did.
Okay, act like y'all didn't hear the word of God. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. All right. The Lord told us it was going to be extreme heat wave this summer. Praise the Lamb of God, prepare for it. And there's going to be some catastrophic events that's going to take place, and there's going to be death. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better get ready for it. Prepare your hearts for what God is going to do, because as sure as he lives, he's going to perform his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As sure as he lives. Pray for God's mercy. Hallelujah. Pray for it. It's not my will that any should perish. And I'm saying that as a prophet. It's not my will that any should perish. Praise the Lamb of God. But I know the God that I serve by his word. And before he lose a world, praise the Lamb of God, he'll kill half of it in order to regain the other half to come and bow down and worship before him. You better listen to me. He's invested too much. Praise the Lamb of God. He's given his son to just let this world go to hell. He's not going to do it. I promise you that. He's not going to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you, and any one of you that's a parent on here, praise the Lamb of God. If you had 12 children, 10 children, 7 children, 5 children, praise the Lamb of God. Before you let all of them die, praise the Lamb of God. Take somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you won't.
Okay.
Just save them. Yes, you will. I know you will. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God loves us greater than our love for our children. But can a mother forget her suckling child? God says she may, but I won't forget you.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
A mother may forget her suckling child. She may wrap him and put him in a garbage bag and put him in a garbage can. She may put him on somebody's doorstep and walk away. But I will not forsake you, says the Lord. A mother may leave her child in a car in the Meridian heat and go in a grocery store and get the lollygag and forget the child with her. God said, but I won't forget you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She come back and her child dead from suffocation and heat. But God said, I will not forget you. What love the Father has for us. Hallelujah. It's an awesome love. It's a love. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Come on, granddaughter's going to pray for those in convalescent home. Praise the Lamb of God. She's going to pray for those, hallelujah, behind prison walls today. All of you that need prayer, you can punch one on your dial today. Praise the Lamb of God and call in for prayer. It's our intercessory prayer day. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about some other things. Praise the Lamb of God. I think we might have a caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 331. This is our prayer line. You calling for prayer today?
Good morning, Prophet. This is Sandra. Yes, I am. I have a prayer request. My daughter, my youngest daughter's stepmother just found out last week that she has stage 2 breast cancer. So I'm calling in for prayer for her. She is a believer. She says she knows the word of God. She's standing on the word of God, but yet still she's still nervous and afraid about the treatment that she may have to go through. So I'm just asking prayer for her. Her name is Connie.
Huh? All right, all right, all right. Then we're going to have to stand in prayer for her. Don't forget our sisters, praise the Lamb of God, Anne and Luana, in the passing of their mother. We talked about that on the prayer line last night. Let's remember those girls down in Southern California. We have already prepared a resolution from PSMI, from all of us, that will go to them, that they can put in a frame as a memorial to their mother. Praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, of course, I've been in contact with them. Praise God. I just, you know, I'm trying to be all I can be to our people here at PSMI. And then those are some special people because I watch over their soul also, praise the Lamb of God, as their shepherd. So, I you know, I have this long-distance relationships with many people, praise the Lamb of God. And so far, the Lord has let me be a blessing to so many people, and I want to continue to be so. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen now, Shatwan is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Where my granddaughter? Hallelujah, she's right here. No, that's not what I had for you. No. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to break some chains up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, granddaughter. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Come on, Shatwan. Pray for us today. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come first, God, asking for forgiveness of your sins, of our sins, God. God, we come asking that you will forgive us of all iniquities, God. God, forgive us of all things, God, that have hindered our prayers, God, that have hindered us from being heard from you, God. We ask that you will wash us with your blood on this day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we come in repentance today, God, repentance of everything, God, that did not please you, God, we come asking, God, that we will repent in the name of Jesus. Then, Father God, we just thank you, God, for this day, God, for this is the day that you have made, God, and we just glad in it, God. We're rejoicing in it, God. God, we just thank you, hallelujah, that you saw fit for us to see another day, God. Father God, we just thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. God, that you would see fit, God, for us to take another breath on this side today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come lifting up your children, God, in the name of Jesus. God, those, hallelujah, that are crying out for help on this day, God. We're asking that you would go and see about them, God. God, go see about your children, God. Those that are hurting, God. Those that have lost loved ones, God. Those that have lost mothers and fathers, sisters, brothers, and children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we don't know how they feel, God, but, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you can take them, God, and rock them and comfort them, God, in your bosom, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, wipe every tear away, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And then, God, we ask that you will go and see about those that have gotten a bad report, God. For, God, we know what the report of the Lord says, God, but oh God, we come binding up that spirit of fear, God, in the name of Jesus. God, they will come right now, God, and try to shake their very foundation. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we bind up the works of Satan in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For God, you have called them mighty warriors, God. And oh God, we know that the battle has already been won, God. So, God, I ask right now that you allow them to stand, God, to see the salvation of you, God. God, that they will stand, God, in your word, God. That they will hold on, God, to your hand, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that they will hold on to your word that you have given them, that they shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, go into the hospital. Go into the convalescent nursing home, God. Go into the prisons, God. You know their every need, God. But, God, you have created them, God. And, oh, God, meet every need for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you would look on Luana, God, in the name of Jesus, and look on Ann today, God. Oh, God, we lift them up before you today, God. And, oh, God, we bind every spirit that tries to attach itself to them, God. God, we bind the spirit of suicide today, God. We bind the spirit of grief today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We ask right now, God, that you will send your spirit of joy, God, to rest upon them, God, in the name of Jesus. That, oh, God, when they think about their mother, God, oh, God, that they get joy, hallelujah, God, in knowing, God, that she rests with you, God. God, that they get joy, God, hallelujah, and knowing, God, hallelujah, that you, God, have her in your care, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you will look on Consuela today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go in, God, where the doctors told her it was cancer, God. Oh, God, we know that you can do a great thing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, get in the medicine. Get in the doctor's hands, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and begin to move that thing right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for a great testimony, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, the only thing they'll be able to say, God, is surely this was the work of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God.
I'm expecting a miracle today, God. And, God, I ask that you look on your door. Lord and Lily, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Look
oh,
today,
God, we believe you today, God. Oh, God, we believe your word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind the works of the enemy in her life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Dry up every cancer cell, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we put the blood of Jesus on it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that there would not have to be an amputation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, hallelujah, send people to encourage our spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, send people to give her an encouraging word, God, if she need a hug, God. Send somebody to give her a hug in the name of Jesus, God. Let her know, God, that we're still here, God, that we're praying, God. Oh, God, that we're thanking you, God. Hallelujah, God, for victory today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For, God, we believe the word, God, when you said that on the cross, God, it was finished, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, on the cross, that cancer was finished, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, on the cross, God, she was healed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're just interceding, God, for those, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah. God, regulate the minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the mentally unstable, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask right now, God, hallelujah, that you will regulate their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up the bipolar spirit, God. We bind up the schizophrenic spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we come right now, God, to just thank you and praise you, God. God, for your word said that everything under the sun with a name, God, must bow to the name of Jesus, God. So, God, in the name of Jesus, God, every blood disease must bow to your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, hallelujah, God. Every cancer spirit must bow to your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Every bone disease must bow to the name of Jesus, God, in the name, God. Oh, God, every organ failing must bow to the name of Jesus, God, in the name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we call
calling it out, God, right now, today, in the name of Jesus, God, for this is the day for signs, wonders, and miracles, God. And, God, we won't move, God, until we see the manifestation today, God. God, we won't move today, God, until we hear the testimony, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we won't move today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, until your people come telling, God, about the work that you have done in their life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God, in the name of Jesus. For, God, we came with an expectant spirit today, God. Oh, God, we came to see you work today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We came to see you work for your children, God. Oh, God, we call it the past right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We call heart failure in the name of Jesus, God. And we bow down to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, sacerdotes will bow down to the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call on the new laws today, God, to come into manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call. We ask, right, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call it into manifestation today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we stand on your word, God, in your service, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. We expect it to turn, God, in the name of Jesus, God, today, God, not tomorrow, God. But we have this now faith, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for testimony, God, as he opened up the lines today, God. Great miracles coming forth today, God. We call it to be so, God, as he opened up the lines today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory and honor, God. Now, God, make the way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, go across the airwaves today, God, in the name of Jesus. We call the backslider in today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call the sinner in, God, in the name of Jesus, across the airwaves, God, in the name of Jesus, right now, God. God, we tell that murdering spirit, God, that you will be bound up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to be sent to a dry and barren place, God, never to return with power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're telling that soul to put down that gun today, God, that we'll be no suicide on our watch today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, there will be a testimony, God, a great testimony, hallelujah, about how you move, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, a great testimony, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you made a way out of no way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. And we bless you today, God. And we give you glory, God. We give you honor today, God. But, God, we're just expecting, God. Oh, God, we're expecting, God. Hallelujah. God, we come with great expectation, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Hey, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, praying, daughter. Healing anointing. Pray the healing anointing.
Oh, we release the grace of the Lord into today, God. We release the breakup anointing today, God, in the name of Jesus. Go across the lines today and break every yoke, God. Break every chain, God. Break every shackle, God. In the name of Jesus, we release the breakup anointing today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Thank you for healing, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we speak to it, God. Oh, God, we speak to it, God, and watch it move, God. Watch the words perform today, right now, God,
yes, oh God,
in your son's name, God, in Jesus' name, God. We know it's done, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory for it, God.
Hallelujah.
And, God, we set up a radical praise to you, God. We set up a radical praise to you, God, for it's done, God. Hallelujah. We lift up a radical praise to you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my God.
Oh, my God.
God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, lifting up holy hands before you this morning, Father God. We bless you and praise you today, oh God. Oh, Lord, you're worthy today of all that we have, of all that we are, oh God. Oh, Father God, we bless and praise your name for the deep firmaments of our hearts today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, give you honor, glory, and praise today, oh God. Oh, Father God, we come lifting up your church before you, Father God. Thanking and praising you, Father God, for the word that have gone forth out of the mouth of your prophet today, oh God. Lord God, we just bless you today, Father God. We bless you for the sunrise today, oh God. We bless you for the sunset of last night, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, you're worthy today, oh God. We bless and praise your name today, oh God. Father God, we send your word out, Father God, to the hospitals and to the nursing homes, oh God. Father God, as we cast out all sickness and disease right now, Lord, we bind it to the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, Father God, and we loose your healing virtue, Father God, to go forth, Father God, and to perform exactly what you sent it out to do, Father God. And we give you honor, glory, and praise for the testimonies that have come forth already, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We call those, Father God, that are lame, Father God, to rise up and walk, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we bless and praise you today, oh God. Hallelujah,
pray, daughter.
Father God. Oh, we ask you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to touch every tongue today, oh God. Oh, Father God, that we speak forth and decree and declare your word today, oh God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to touch our hearts right now, Father God, to create in us a clean heart, Father God, and renew a right spirit within us, Father God. Oh, Lord God, and if there be anything within us, Father God, that is not of you, Lord God, oh, Father God, we ask you to bring it forth to the forefront of our hearts, Lord God, that we may repent of these things, Father God. Cleanse us right now, Lord God, from all unrighteousness, Father God, from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, Father God, that we may be worthy to come before you, oh God, and give you honor and give you glory and give you praise today, Father God. For we take no praise and we take no glory for ourselves, oh God, but we lift it all up unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Father God, for the beautiful works of your hands today, oh God. Somebody didn't see the sunrise this morning, God, and we thank you and praise you, Father God, that you allowed our eyes to be opened, Father God, to see the beauty and the wonders of your word today, oh God. Oh, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Father God, for the shepherd of this
house,
Father God, that you have given unto us, Father God, to speak forth your oracles in the earth realm and into our lives today, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and praise you, Father God, that you have fulfilled and satisfied every need and desire of his heart today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Father God. Oh, Father God, for the beautiful feet of the shepherd that you have placed over us today, oh God. Oh, we praise you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch the hearts of your people today, oh God, that we seek you not just for ourselves, Father God, but we seek you on behalf of the earth realm today, oh God. Oh, Father God, that we go forth and witness and decree and declare the mercies, the grace, and the love of a Savior today, oh God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you're worthy today, oh God. Oh, we praise you, God, that there's none like you today, oh God. Oh, we bless and praise your name to God today, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that there's none that can defeat you, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that there is none that can perform the way that you perform, oh God. Oh, Father God, that there is no lies within you, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Father God, because you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Oh, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Father God, for the blood that was shed on Calvary for us today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because you're worthy today, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, that you laid your life down for us, oh God. Not that we were so richly that we deserved it, oh God, but that we were sick, Father God, and you saw a need to send a doctor on our behalf, oh God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, God, for everything that you're doing on our behalf, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we lift you up today, oh God. Oh, Father God, your word decrees and declares, Father God, that if Jesus be high and lifted up, Father God, that he would draw all men unto him, Father God. And we lift up the name of Jesus today, oh God. Oh, we ask you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to touch every heart that is needed, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. We call on Come forth right now, Lord God, from the north, south, the east, and the west, oh God. Oh, we call
Will
in
you
every
have
sinner
a...
today, oh God. Oh, we call in every sick-hearted saint today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We call on, Father God, to come forth, Father God, and to bow before your throne, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. To bow before your feet, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Touch them right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. Show forth yourself strong in the earth today, oh God. Hallelujah.
Grace and mercy and compassion.
Oh, we thank you and praise you this morning, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bind the word and the name of cancer, Father God, to the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, and we render you non-void right now, that you have no place here in the earth realm today. Hallelujah. We bind the name of diabetes right now to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bind the name of high blood pressure to the blood of Jesus right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bind every form of lung cancer, every form of lung disease right now to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up the airways, Father God. We call them to come in alignment to perform the way that you intended for them to perform, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we ask you, Father God, to blow them your breath of healing right now, Father God, to fill every lung, Father God, with healing, Father God, that they perform naturally and normally, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. Oh, we call forth the oil of healing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Pour out your healing mercy, Lord God, upon the hands of every sick person, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, when we do not glorify the sickness today, oh God, but we glorify the healer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Father God. Hallelujah, that we walk this thing out, Father God, according to your word, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father God, if we give our lives unto you today, oh, God, we sacrifice ourselves before you, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way in our hearts and our lives today, oh, God. Do what it is that you see fit to do, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For we bind our feet to your path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever it is that you have for us to do today, oh, God, we say yes to your name today, oh, God. We say yes to your will today, oh, God. Hallelujah, we say yes to your way today, oh, God. And we glorify you, Father. We glorify you, oh, God. Hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you today, oh, God. Hallelujah, Father God. And we seal every word spoken today by your prophets today, oh, God. We seal every word prayed over your people today, oh, God, upon the heads of your people today, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Lily, if you hear push one on your dial, girl.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Is Lily with me today? Is Lily with me today?
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Is it a 614 up there?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Glory to your name, God.
That is Lily. That's Ego. Wait a minute. Let me get my Bertha in here. Hey, my Bertha.
Hi, Papa. How you doing? Hello, everyone.
Hey,
my Bertha.
We missed you on yesterday.
Hey,
I know everything well with you. Hallelujah. I got your resting messages and things of that nature, so all is well. You on the phone.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. So the Lord didn't take you, right?
You said that right.
Lily.
Yes.
Lily.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Let me tell you what your song should be. Your theme song should be, I expect a miracle every day.
Every day.
Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lily, let me tell you something. The Spirit of the Lord is on me now. It started at my toes and came up my legs. Hallelujah. I got very, very, very serious while these two ladies was praying. They don't know when I be coming to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophet be up to something. I had to get into the throne room, praise the Lamb of God, and get in my daddy's lap for a minute for you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to tell you what God told me to tell you, Lily.
Good.
Will you follow my instructions today?
Yes, God.
Lily, y'all be quiet. I'm talking to Lily. Will you follow my instructions today?
Yes.
Thus says the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, your Redeemer. Hallelujah. It's well with you, said the Lord. The Lord says for you to fill the tub with water 7 days and to put salt in it 7 days and bathe in the salt water. And it's going to be gone. Thus says the Lord.
It works.
I receive that.
Spoke is just as clear as I'm talking to you now.
It works.
7 days.
Okay.
Put the salt in the water.
Jesus.
7 days.
Jesus.
Put the salt in the water. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. And you get in the water. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, my Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord,
take your name, oh God.
And you watch what God do.
Oh, we praise you, Father. Thank you.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Ye are the salt of the earth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Jesus, Father. Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Your mighty
Jesus.
Jesus.
My God, my God. I am your servant, Lord. I hear and I obey. Lily, I don't know why God's doing you the way he's doing you, but baby, let me tell you something. When they was praying, I thought about the woman who didn't want that made the law for the prophet and the prophet asked her, what did he do? Could he do for her? She said, oh, it's all right. I just want you a resting place. He said, do you have this? She said, yeah, we got plenty of that, plenty of this. He said, do you have any children? She said, no, we haven't been blessed to have a child. He said, by this time next year, you're going to have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, according to the course of life, she conceived and had that baby boy. That baby grew up. And he fell and hit his head.
Mm-hmm.
Told his father, oh, my head, my head. He told his servant, take him to his mother. And then Ralph, the boy, died. And she took him and laid him up on the prophet's bed, up in the loft. And said, go get my chariot. I got to go see the prophet. And when she got before the prophet, she said these words to him. I didn't ask for no son. I didn't ask for no miracle. You gave me this. Words came to me. What do you do when Satan steals your miracle? What do you do when you're being robbed of what God has given you? What do you do? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I read your Facebook page last night. I read what you posted about your cancer and this, that, and another. I read it. I read about how you loved your legs when you was a little girl. I read it.
Jesus.
And compassion filled my heart.
Jesus.
I read it. Because it's always been your security. Not
Jesus.
Satan thinks he'll rob you of that. The devil a lie. With a bow tie on it and all,
hallelujah.
You can tell him I said so.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I know he's under my feet.
Oh,
I got my hand of my foot on his neck right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I command the healing.
Yes.
7 days. God has called for this. 7 days.
Hallelujah.
From the Sabbath to the Sabbath. Hallelujah. The Sabbath of God starts this evening. 7 days. 7 days. And the Lord God Jehovah Rapha, Jesus, God our healer, God our restorer, going to meet you in the water. He's going to meet you in the water. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory to Jesus.
I expect a miracle. Today. Hallelujah. God can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God today. I love him today. I love him today. Hallelujah. Just watch him, Lily. Just watch him do it again. Just watch him do it again. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, just watch him do it again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I'm believing. I'm definitely
stretching out in me. Woo, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Blessed be he today. My God, my God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we love you today. Hallelujah. Lily, anything you want to tell me before we go? We're going to push on.
I just want to thank you all for your prayers. I just want to thank you all for your prayers and your concern. And I'm definitely believing when you were speaking about the salt. I had a vision of, I can't think of the king who was told to bathe in the Jordan, to dip.
That was the captain.
Name, and he was healed. And that was the vision that God gave me.
Yes.
Seven times in Muddy Jordan.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Know that it's done. I promise you, if you obey the prophet, you're going to. If you believe God's word, it will be established.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord has heard. The Lord has heard our prayers.
Jesus.
God has heard my prayer, and we all owe him praise for what he's done to do.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I don't want you to ask when you. I want you to thank him for your healing.
Jesus.
Don't ask God to heal you. He done that already. Thank him.
Thank you.
And that's going to be a troubling of the water. In Jesus' mighty name. No weapon formed against you prosper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
I love him today.
Father.
Jesus, this is what I've been waiting on these days to return, Papa Daryl. Children, I've been waiting on these days. Hallelujah, to return to us.
Hallelujah.
Signs and wonders and miracles. I've been waiting on these days. I'll do again what he did in days of old. God, I've been waiting for you to rise from your Hallelujah. It's your time to work, God. It's your time to work, God. Thank you, God, that I'm on the program. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory. Of the Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. Hallelujah. You ain't done nothing wrong, Lily. Don't let Satan tell you you're sin. You ain't done nothing wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. All of us would be dead if that was the case. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't let nobody fool you thinking, yeah, it's because of this, it's because of that. Hallelujah. God elected you to be a miracle. Hallelujah. Lord, where was this man born blind? Did his mother sin, his father, or did he sin? Neither.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hearing some things. Some people are saying, oh, I thought she was a Christian. I thought she was a woman of God, and God is punishing her. But what he brought me back to was the story of Job and how they did the same thing to his friends and his close ones, did the same thing.
They always do it.
My God.
Always do it when you're down. That's what they
do. Yes, they do.
And they forget how sinful they are.
Right.
Get out sin, and their judgment alone lets you know how sinful they are, because they want themselves right. Hallelujah. I have no righteousness. My righteousness is of Christ. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise. I have nothing to boast save Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I'd be buck wild if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. I'll be doing some of everything.
Come on, Jesus. He resides in me.
Praise the Lamb of God. And I have no judgment on nobody. Praise God. Because if he had judged me rightly, I'd be dead in my grave today. If he had judged me rightly. But he was merciful and hallelujah.
Ooh,
what a God we serve. Oh, God. Awesome.
Thank
God. I believe I tell. Girl, you're going to have another testimony. You hear me? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want you to oil your legs when you get through with them and walk down the street and tell them how you like me now. Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, isn't God just wonderful? Isn't God just wonderful?
Beautiful.
The wonderful God. He is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. I love him. All right. Praise God. Bless you, Lily. I just wanted to obey God. I was praying for you, and God gave me that word for you. Just he told me to tell you. All I can do is speak what he speaks. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love him today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I told the Lord, though, I said, Lord, I ain't losing this one. This battle, we ain't going to lose this one. No. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. My name on it. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bertha, talk to me. Is there any prophecy in you today?
I don't know what the Lord has for me today, but as he was talking to Lily, as you had told us in class one night, that God is looking for willing vessels to perform the miracle. Everybody cannot go through the process to receive the miracle.
Yeah.
And Lily is one of those that God has handpicked to receive the miracle. I have put my name and seal on Shantina because that baby, as young as she is a willing vessel for God to show other kidney patients.
Yes, God.
If you hold on and have faith, I will move on your behalf. That baby was a walking miracle because of the faith of her mother. And this is what God is calling for in this season. Don't give up. Don't quit because he's working the miracles. He's blowing them in on the winds as you walk on the water. But you have got to have the discernment, the faith, and the strength to hold on and wait for the miracle, regardless of what it is. Even if it's restoration in your marriage, your children coming back, God said you have got to work your faith. Stop relying on other people's faith, other people's prayers. It's time to get down on your knees and go to God for yourself. Work your faith, then get up and walk in your most holy faith, says the Spirit of God. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. When you hear the word of prophecy, walk that prophecy until it manifests in the Spirit of God. It's your prophecy. It's not mine. It's not the prophet's. But God said, I spoke it to you. Walk it until it manifests. Your miracle is in the making when you walk your faith, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And one more important thing, Bertha, when you start talking, you brought that lesson back to my mind. Praise the Lamb of God. And the next thing, people of God, that you have to remember is there is a certain number on every miracle of unbelievers that God wants to know your condition.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He heal you.
Yes.
Before you perform the miracle, there's some rumors have to go out. There's some people who have to speak against you and everything. That's what Bertha is talking about. If you can't take it, then how are you going to be a miracle in God's hand? We want God to do stuff, but we don't want to go through the process. There has to be some unbelievers to
That's
be shocked
right.
into
Amen.
Belief. There has
Amen.
To be some doubters, some Sambalocs, some Tobiases. There has to be some Eliphaz. Hallelujah. Some Bill Dads, some Zor, some of Job's friends around you. There has to be.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Some unbelievers, some haters. I told you all, pray at the end of last year, I told you all, get you some money and go purchase you some haters because it's going to get ugly here in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray God
amen,
is going to be blessed. You're going to need you another group of haters to hate on you.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Some of y'all haters been worn out. Y'all need some new ones anyway. Get you some new haters. Yeah. Hey, come over here. I need some
Jesus.
New haters. Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah. Some fresh hate on me. So that God can work some more miracles and bless me. There ain't enough people hating on me. That's why I ain't got it. You got to be willing to suffer for Christ. The Bible says, after you have suffered for a little while, hallelujah. You got to suffer for a little while sometime. Praise the Lamb of God. But he will come through. He will come through.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
he will. Won't he? Will he? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll come through.
Hallelujah.
The Lord in Psalms 138, verse 8, I told you all this, but y'all won't listen to it. The Lord will perfect that concerns you. Hallelujah. He's going to perfect it. God's going to complete the work. He don't do no half feelings. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God will perfect that. That concerns you. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! My God. But you got to have confidence in that.
Glory, Jesus. Yes.
You
got to
have some
confidence.
God is going to perfect that concerns you.
Jesus.
You got to have some confidence in God, some trust in God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No matter how it look, praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
To God doubting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He that cometh unto the Lord must first of all believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God. You got to believe it. You got to have confidence in God. You tell you don't put your confidence in the doctor. Don't put your confidence in no man. Hallelujah. Man, you, I've done this surgery before. Don't you worry, it's gonna be all right. You go in there, and come out dead.
Come on, man.
You better put your God that has never lost a patient.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Put your confidence in a God. Hallelujah. That's never lost a battle. Still victorious. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Servants out here, speak. And we will obey. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name. I love him today. My God, I feel God up in here.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Up in here. Mighty. Oh, God. On bending knees.
Yes, oh God.
Hallelujah, my God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Glory, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God shall prepare for miracles. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God told me to tell you, for miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, God. Lord, today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. Bless your name today, God. Jesus, your people are so precious in your sight. Your mercy is so great. Oh, God, we just worship you now. Somebody help me worship God. Everybody ain't on this page, but come on, worship
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Just because God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, just tell God what he is to you.
Precious,
God. Worship the Lord.
Precious,
God.
Precious,
God. You don't want to call. I tell you, a miracle can break out right now. Right where you are. Under the Lord, shit. Then you hear God. Then you hear him say, prepare. Bam. No, oh, God, yes, God.
Oh,
God. Mine is yours, my eyes, my ears, God. Awesome God, you are. Oh, lily of the valley. Under the bush, bright in morning star. Those horse, all in the valley. Hallelujah. Under the bush, Daniel's battle axe under the rose in it and a bush. Oh, God, Ezekiel's wheel. Oh, the wheel. You, God. Abraham's right.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Kadesh. Under the rose in it and a bush. Jehovah Roi, Rapha, you are God, you're God, oh God, yes you are, Elohim, yes you are, Eloah, you're God by yourself, Jesus, God by yourself, Jesus, yes you are God, we worship you, we adore you, God, miracle working God. Miracle working God. Heaven, the God of earth, the silver and gold belongs. The houses and the lands are yours, God. The ocean belongs to you, God.
Hallelujah.
Free everything. Belongs to you, God. Earth, Lord, you we exalt. Fresh wind blow. Yes, God. The fresh wind. Hallelujah. Fresh wind is blowing.
Yes,
God. Holy Spirit, you're so welcome. You're welcome, Lord. I just love God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you, we didn't talk to you yesterday. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl is here. Bertha's here. I'm here. We didn't talk to you. We didn't get a chance to speak into your life on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here, you can push one on your dial now. We have a good 30 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you we would open the lines up, and we'll open them up for you right now. Praise the Lamb. But you must push one on your dial, so we will just continue to talk as we're talking. Need a word from the Lord today. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We have one here. Error code 803. Hallelujah. Who's calling and where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina. I'm a friend of Sylvia Akins. I was
all right. Praise the Lamb. What's your name, daughter?
This is May. I've been speaking with Sylvia because I was living in Greenville, and I had to move to Columbia because I had some surgery done on my back for my family, my daughter, to help take care of me for a minute. I called on last night, and I had a spirit field. And I kept praising him to the wee hours of the morning. And I had to call Sylvia this morning and tell her I just couldn't stop praising him until this morning because it was so fulfilling. I'm calling for prayer because I'm here, and like I was explaining to Sylvia this morning, I have a daughter, like I said, and I've been – the Bible says in Romans to ask and it shall be given unto you, and to seek and he shall find. I did ask because my vehicle now has broken and it only takes a little bit of money to get it fixed. And I've asked her and her husband to assist me, better yet to loan me until I go back to work or either till my disability come through, one out of the two. And nothing has seems to be going right for me, but I've claimed total victory over everything. And I'm going to stand on his word regardless, they either do or they don't, because the Lord will provide and he will make a way.
You didn't tell me enough. Praise the Lamb of God. I heard enough. I need to ask you some questions, and I need you to be honest with me, okay?
No problem.
All right. Number one, what church do you attend?
I can't hear you.
What church do you attend?
Oh, I've confessed my sins.
No, actually, what church do you attend?
Oh, right now I'm not attending any church. When I was in Greenville, I went with Sylvia to her church a couple of times.
Okay, now let me ask you this, and I need you to be very honest. Are you a tither?
I'm a lion.
A tither. Do you know what tithes is?
Oh, am I a tither? No, I have
tither.
Not tied a tither. No, I have not tied in a while.
Well, sweetheart, now I'm being honest with you because that's what was revealed to me while you were speaking, is that your faith and trust is in the will of God, but you got God's hands tied concerning your blessings because you're not doing what the Word of God requires of you.
Okay.
And God is not going to go against His Word. God would be unjust to go against His Word when one of your feet is in the will of God and the other one is out of the will of God.
Okay.
So you're going to have to break that yoke off of your neck by, first of all, asking God for forgiveness according to the word in Malachi, the third chapter, where he asks us to bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be provision in his house. And the Lord says that if we do this, he will rebuke the devourer. And all of this, it does a whole list of things that he say he will do for us. And he would open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we would not have room to receive. Then he says, but if you do not do this, you are cursed with a curse.
Yes.
And can't nobody lift that off of you but God.
Okay.
So you're going to have to come clean with God and praise the Lamb of God. The first piece of money that you need to get in your hand or borrow is a seed that says, God, from this day forth, hallelujah, I'm going to sow into your kingdom, and I am going to give according to as you give me. The tenth, listen to me good, people of God, and a lot of us stand on this perimeter. The tenth is holy unto the Lord. The tenth is holy unto the Lord. It belongs to God. And anything you do with it other than give it to God with the way he told you to give it to him, you have desecrated it, and you have used it for unholy use.
Hallelujah. Okay.
So you have desecrated God's money. That's why the curse comes on us. It's open rebellion and disobedience. Now, if you didn't know this, then praise the Lamb of God. No doubt God has winked at what we call winking at our ignorance. Ignorance is what we don't know. But I'm just saying to you, you can get this right. You can get this straight. Praise the Lamb of God. You can get this straight, sweetheart. And we'll lead you in a prayer of repentance if you want to. And then you can go from there. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been Sylvia's covering for a long time. I'll be your covering and try to help you to get you on the right track. Praise the Lamb of God. So that your blessings will flow. If
Amen.
You want that.
I really do. I
you want
really
that?
Do, God. Yes, I do.
Hallelujah. All right, then we're gonna pray with you right now. Father in heaven, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for wisdom
thank
and
you,
revelation
Jesus.
In this day. I thank you,
yes,
Father,
God.
Hallelujah, that you love us enough
thank you, Lord,
to
Jesus.
Expose us to ourselves by the mirror of your word.
Yes, God.
I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, that you are merciful and kind and just, that if we confess our sins to you, you're faithful
yes,
and just
Lord.
To forgive us and cleanse us of unrighteousness.
Yes.
Your
Jesus.
Daughter comes
Please.
To you today, Father. Hallelujah, asking for forgiveness
you,
for disobedience, for not
I
walking
have...
according to your word. But
yes.
now, Father, she repents. She not asks for forgiveness only, but she turns from disobedience, and she walks towards you, Father, in humble submission. I pray now, Father, hallelujah,
oh, hallelujah.
God, that you would forgive, that you would cleanse, that
you
would make right, Father, and that you would cause us now to rise up and walk in your prosperity, that as she walks towards you, she will see the change, that she will feel the refreshing, the restoration, hallelujah, even in her body,
thank
that healing,
Jesus.
Oh God, will spring
thank
forth,
you.
Hallelujah, because she has given you her heart, she has given you her life in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus, I thank you, Lord.
Amen,
you, Lord.
Praise
thank
the Lamb
you,
of God. Is this your cell phone number that you're talking from now?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, then
thank
I'm
you,
going
Lord.
To, I
thank
am
you,
going
Jesus.
To, what's your first name again?
It's, well, if, my name is Willie Mae, but everybody calls me Mae.
All right, Mae, let me see, make sure I got you right. You're the 803. I'm going to contact
you
shortly. Praise the Lord, and we're going to talk a little further and see what
thank
we can
you.
Do to get totally on the right track, okay?
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, man. And you'll be blessed because God's got some big plans for you, but you just got to be in the plan of God. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I love you today. We love you and we bless you.
Thank you, and I bless y'all. Have a good one.
You too.
All right.
My God, there's so many people just don't understand people of God. This is what it's about. We let people come and sit in the pew, and they don't have understanding and what have you, and they're walking in God's house and around God's people and still in a bondage. That all they take is a prayer. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm listening. Yes, Father. All right, 313-579-7092. Who's calling?
It is Sharla.
Hi, Sharla. How you doing?
I'm good, Prophet.
Good. Sharla.
Hello, my wonderful family.
Hey.
Hi, Sharla.
Hey, Sharla. It's good. Want to hear from the Lord today.
All right, Bertha.
He's a Sharla. God says, you already know what he's called you to do.
Wow.
You already know the mandate that he's put on your life concerning the book that you're supposed to write. God says the little distractions that have been coming and the torment that the devil has sent against you and your family, the tormentor, God says he's handled that. God says that addiction is going to be broken. God says fear not, for he is with you. God says stay the course, for all is well. God says keep your eyes on him. Keep up the praise. Continue to worship him. Because God says he has you covered, Sharla. You know that, and do not let the devil in hell or anyone that he sends your way confuse you and make you think that he doesn't. God says you are totally covered and in his will, says the Spirit of God.
Sharla, you've been going through a whole lot of unnecessary things here of late, and I know, praise the Lamb of God, that you know what I'm talking about. We don't have to get deep. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of stuff that's been, you know, just flaring up that shouldn't be flaring up around you. And praise the Lamb of God. And I need you to do something, Sharla. I'm very serious about this. I need you. Hallelujah. From today back, and hallelujah. I don't know how far back you have to go. Hallelujah. But there's something, somebody, more so somebody than something, but the something may be an incident that took place. Hallelujah. In your life. That sometimes subconsciously we have not done something that we may make ourselves believe that we've done because of the way that we, you know, we talk and everything. And the Spirit of the Lord, the Lord was speaking to me concerning you before I open your mic. And the Lord spoke to me and said that there is still some unforgiveness that you must be delivered from. This is going to free you up.
Help me, God.
Hallelujah. Now, you know I don't play with you because I know you know me. And you know I don't play with God, and I ain't just talking to talk. Hallelujah. But, you know, I love you dearly. You have always been a jewel in my life. But this is what the Lord spoke to me concerning you. And I really want you to have a fruitful and blessed life. And what it's like as though this is one of the things that's really hindering your miracles and the blessings that God has shown you that's yours from really manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
But and if you can get past this, it's going to be joy in your city, baby. I'm talking about big time. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I thank you for Sharla. We bless you for her example in the Christian faith. I thank you that she is a pillar, hallelujah, of soundness in your word. And Father, even we that have been students of your word and have been faithful to the gatherings, oh God, attending worships and what have you, incidents have happened to us and Satan has sown seeds that have grown up into air, that have wrapped around good weed, and good wheat snuff it out. But I know today you're God, and I know, Father, you know just what it is, who it is, to lift this off of my sister. Shine the light of heaven by your Holy Ghost Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let her see. And let her release. Let her forgive, oh God. Hallelujah. That
thank
the tormentors
you.
May be free from her. Yes, God,
hallelujah.
I would in the name of Jesus every satanic attack. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let her not only, oh God, know, but sense, feel, and show the manifestation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That she's free indeed, Father.
Yes,
Father, in Jesus' mighty name, by the blood that forgave us on Calvary, by the cross that paid our ransom.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. By the life that was given, we apply it to Johnson now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That as you forgave, she forgives.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
We forgive.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Are free and free
thank
indeed
you.
To receive the power, the glory and the honor, dominion that belong to us as heirs and joint heirs with
hallelujah.
Christ Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Charlie, you know I love you today. You know prophet
yes,
love
yes, I
you.
Do. No,
hallelujah.
Thank
praise the Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Father God, Jesus.
I had
thank
to
you
give
Lord.
You, to give it to you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Thank
our God is faithful.
You.
He's freeing you up for blessings,
thank
people.
You,
God is freeing you up to
Jesus.
Do miracles and great
Jesus.
Wonders before your eyes.
You,
he's freeing all of it. He's dealing with me. He's dealing with
Jesus.
Me about me. He's
thank
dealing
you.
With Prophet Darrell about him.
Jesus.
He's dealing with all of us.
Yes,
Jesus is.
Yes.
He's
thank
pushing
you,
us
thank you.
And drawing
thank
us
you,
into
yes.
his presence.
Yes, he is.
And he's speaking to us and he's showing us ourselves. He's
yes,
showing us
is.
Our dirty underwear. He's
yes,
showing
God.
Us our...
Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, God.
And he's giving us
hallelujah.
Opportunity. Because he wants to
yes.
bless us.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yes.
He want to use us.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, hallelujah.
Mississippi on the line. Erico 662.
Thank you.
Hi, Prophet.
Is this my daughter?
Yes, it is. God bless everybody.
Amen.
I was calling because I had got blessed, and my heart goes out to Mom Charlotte and everybody else on the line. I can't come type because I don't have the iPad with me, but I had called you last month in regarding to some paperwork with Santina, and then Pastor Gail had spoke with me about it, and I had been debating because they had told me that because Santina has been here since 2010, that the paperwork that I needed would run me at least $200 and some dollars. So when I got up this morning, it was only so heavy to just go there myself, just go anyway. Went down there, Prophet, with $30 in my purse, $30 to my name. And then as I got there, I told the lady what I needed. And then I looked to my left. It's a sign saying 60 cents a sheep. I got over 100 and some sheep Prophet for free. God has shown me so much favor today. I am so grateful again. I just thank God, and I pray for all of you guys. I'm so thankful today. And Jesus, it's the paper that I needed that I had to pay for. God blessed me with it for free. And then on top of that, the lady gave me her card and said, if you need anything else, just call me. Left her behind her desk and gave me a hug and said, babe, I'm praying for you.
Thank you.
Wow. Look at the favor of God. Girl, you got a winning personality, though. You got a winning smile and a winning personality. Hallelujah. I don't know how anybody can resist the bubble that's in you. I'm telling you the truth. You are a shining star. Praise the Lamb. That's number one. You are a shining star. And people don't understand, but your attitude and your disposition is half the battle won. Hello, somebody. Your attitude and your is half battle won. And you can't, you go in them hospitals and stuff like that, boy. If you act right and have a beautiful spirit, nurses and doctors and stuff will bend over backwards for you.
Yes,
they will do things for you that they ain't done for nobody.
And I see it.
You'll be wondering why it's for God, but because you walk in a Christian disposition. But
yes,
Prophet Darrell got on the show, and the first thing he said on the show was that the Lord said that what you have is enough. That's what he said.
Jesus,
my
Lord.
Hallelujah. Did you say that, Prophet Darrell?
God said that. I didn't say that.
He said God
Hi,
said
Prophet Darrell.
What you said, what God said is, what you got is enough. It has spilled over on you. Praise the Lord. I am so happy for you, sweetheart. And it's those kind of little things that you see God doing.
Yes.
My God, that puts you in a place just receiving more from the Lord. My God in heaven, if we could just watch the little stuff that God does for us. He's an awesome God. Let me tell you something, girl. As sure as the Lord lives, as sure as I am a prophet of God, hallelujah, in the office of God, wait a minute, the Lord speaking, before I can speak. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
God said your daughter is healed and you shall see the manifestation in a few days.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory. I just got to let God just go. Because I got ready to tell you that I was, as a prophet of God, I was believing God for her healing. And God stopped me and said, don't say that. Say this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, for your healing, for your mercy,
you,
for your faith,
you,
for your blessing.
Thank you, God.
What a wonderful
thank
God
you
we serve today.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a wonderful
day. Thank you,
today. He's a mighty God, isn't he? Praise the Lamb.
Storing. Thank you, Jesus.
With a lot of money in your hand too. I see you with a lot of money in your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's just been showing you that he could provide for you without jobs and all of that kind of stuff. But baby, God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. You shall be the lender and not the borrower. You shall be the giver and not the one with your hand out.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So read that prophecy on that page I put on there last night. You are the candidate. Praise the Lamb of God. You are one of the candidates for the blessings of God. Hallelujah.
Lord,
run over. Don't run over. it's going to run over, and it's going to run over some more. And God said, hallelujah, he just brought his word back to me. God said that he's going to bless us in a way this around, Prophet Darrell, that we're going to say, Lord, it's enough. You didn't give me enough.
He's going to crown and some more.
He said, you're going to turn around and look, and it's going to be some more.
Thank you, God. Somebody say good and plenty. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Might and power.
Yes,
belong to our God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how he loves
you, Father. Awesome.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do without Jesus? What can we do without Jesus?
Jesus. Oh my God, I tell you,
now brothers and sisters, listen to me, get your money in for the sanctuary. I know you're going, you said you was going, I know you was going. Get your $75 in as soon as possible for your, there will be nobody who can go behind my back and get in the sanctuary during that week, while we're there, thinking you just going to do it. I got every room under my name already.
Thank you, God.
Now, you can sleep in the parking lot every night if you want to. But as far as the house, I say it's booked.
Thank you.
For the time that we're going. You must come in at the door. Hallelujah. I am the door on this. Hallelujah. I want you to go. It's going to be a life change. Prophet Darrell's life is not going to be the same when he leaves this place.
Jesus.
I don't know what he signed up for. But everybody that has went, praise the Lamb of God. Where is? Let me see who went with me. Trivia, is this you right here? 504 Trivia. Is Trivia here? Push one, Trivia. Carter. Send the Carter's on. Push the one on your button. No, that's not a Carter. Praise the Lamb of God. We had them all from the Bayou. Oh, I think this is one of them. Praise the Lamb of God. 504 Eric Cole.
Oh, hello, Prophet. This is Trivia.
Treva, didn't you go to the sanctuary with me?
Sure did.
Tell them what happened to you. She said she's going again. Awesome. That's right. I got your thing out of the mail last week.
Your form
you sent to me for the sanctuary. Yes, she's going again. Treva, would you please tell, I can't explain the experience to them because they think I just want them to go. I'm going to take them. Trivia, you were standing there. The apostle, I don't know if you heard what she told me. She said, son, you have graduated the house. There is no need for you to come back here to get a room. But you will back just for R&R to seek the Lord on personal things and to bring groups. And sure enough, that's what I'm doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I graduated the sanctuary.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In tears and sackcloth and ashes. Now, Trina, tell them what happened to you when you go in that room and close that door.
Jesus. When you go, y'all just does not want to miss it. You don't want to miss it because you will meet God there. You will meet God. You will meet the angels of the Lord there. Each room is assigned specifically for you. When you go in, it has your name on it.
Mm.
And it's going to tell you about yourself, whatever
yes.
you need done. It's going to get done.
Jesus. Thank you.
You don't want to miss it. The Spirit of the Lord is there.
Told you.
It's there.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told you. Mama said you can't help everybody because they don't listen. I didn't tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you.
That's right.
And about all this time, you could $1 a day and win. $1 a day would get you there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. You know, I just, people of God, let me tell you something. If you do not invest in your spirituality, I'm telling you, if you do not invest in your spirituality, brothers and sisters, it ain't going too deep.
Amen.
Help us.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you.
Help
you
us.
Must
Amen.
Invest in your spirituality.
Yes.
You must invest in that God has blessed you with your giftings and your anointing and all of that. You must invest in that with knowledge and to get the experience. If you knew the conferences and places I've gone that cost me just to get the knowledge, just to get the experience.
Amen.
She said, I graduated the sanctuary. You know how many times I've been?
Okay.
Do you know how many times I set that money to the side and say, I'm going? Do you know how many times I slid in the snow and ice to get there? Because I used to go there for Christmas. I used to go there around Christmas time, and I used to tell them, I'm coming home to spend some time for Christmas with my daddy. That's what I used to tell them at the sanctuary when I would call. And I would drive down there through snow and everything in Wisconsin. And, you know, in some parts of Wisconsin, where God put the snow down, the only way of getting up is he get it up. Because they ain't going to shovel it up.
You absolutely
like
right.
Okay.
It's a lamb. But I went, Prophet Dale, took my boots off, put on my house shoes, hung my coat and stuff up and went in there and didn't come out the house for 3 days.
Yes, God. Yes.
Didn't eat bread or meat for 3 days.
How much did God?
And stayed, didn't know nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed in them rooms. And every time I went, a knock came at the door. And it was the apostle. The Lord woke me up and told me to come talk to you. Who are?
Wow.
One time she came in and said, who are you? That the Lord wake me up talking to me about you. He don't do this about Samia. Who are you? Now she calls me for advice.
Wow.
Jesus, God.
Thank you. Bub.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I want you all to get this and don't miss it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
This is my last. This is my last. Y'all know I need them license plates and that insurance. So those of you who can throw a seed to the prophet today or over the weekend, do that. I have until Tuesday morning. I believe what I have is enough for the car. But y'all know it's got to have some insurance and license plates. Now, don't play.
Amen.
Y'all know that.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless your prophet. Bless your prophet. Next week, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Daryl is going to be doing some hosting, and some others are going to be coming on. It's Prophet Shakespeare Appreciation Week, praise the Lamb of God, because it's my birthday coming off the weekend. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And I'm alive to see it. It's just going to be prophecies and some good things said about me. I worked a whole year. I deserve something like that. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Well, I don't deserve it, but it's nice to be nice, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Nice. I'll put it that way. Praise the Lamb of God. So, we're going to be, they said, told me that they want to honor the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, on next week. So that's going to be good, Tuesday through the Friday. I want to enjoy that with you all, praise the Lamb of God. The 31st is my actual birthday. Hallelujah. The 31st of May Yeah, me and President Kennedy and C.S. Lewis and all of us men like that, we share that birthday. I think birthday, that's your birthday too, isn't it?
Yes, it is,
Pastor. Birthday,
oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah,
Pastor Pruitt, praise the Lamb of God. It's her birthday.
Amen.
So she'll be on the show, and we'll be celebrating her birthday and giving us some shouts out and some prophecies and things of that nature also. Praise God.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing. I can't hop the whole day, even though, you know, I don't know who is the oldest, so I don't know which one of us the oldest, but anyway, praise the Lord. It was mine before the dawn of creation, though. So the world was, I was with God, so I know it was mine anyway. It's my day. But I've shared with her, you know. Yeah. In Jesus. We didn't went over time, people of God. We must go. We must go. Everybody said we must go.
We
must
go.
I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I bless you today. You are a wonderful, wonderful people. I am so excited about the healings and the things of that nature that God is doing, miracles, signs, and wonders he's doing for us people of God. Hallelujah. And we should just be rejoicing in the Lord. This is all I want you all to do, really. I want y'all to hear this song. This is all I want y'all to do, really. Listen to this.
Take away the melody. Take away the songs I sing. Take away all the lies and all the songs you let me write. Does the man I am today
J.J. Weeks, J.J. Weeks, let them see you. Bless you all. Have a great weekend, a beautiful holiday.
Bless you, Prophet.